This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen joining you. In the past, people treated for a chronic illness like cancer were often told by their doctor to rest and reduce their physical activity. But newer research has shown that exercise is not only safe and possible during cancer treatment, but it can actually improve how well you function physically and the quality of your life. Joining us with more on this is Cassie Turpening, who holds a doctorate in physical therapy and specializes in oncology rehabilitation at Upstate Medical University. Welcome. Thanks for coming
in. Hi. Thank you for having me.
So why not rest? I mean, why exercise?
Well, research is showing that moderate levels of exercise during treatment or management of cancer is helping people maintain their function, maintain strength, maintain their energy. So, you know, it helps with, you know, just keeping them going and kind of helping them through their healing process.
And actually, there have been actual research studies that have shown that looking at two populations, people with breast cancer, for example, who hadn't exercised versus ones who have, the ones who have really have had longer lives and better outcomes. Is that also true?
Yeah, more and more research about this is coming out. It's kind of a popular topic right now. You know, it's, you know, exercise has health benefits for everyone, but especially in, you know, individuals who already have some issues or, you know, health conditions.
So I know that one of the biggest problems with cancer treatments, or one of the biggest side effects, is fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're so tired, how do you muster the energy for exercise? And in effect, does it actually help with fatigue?
Yes, exercise can help with fatigue. You know, we talk with our patients about, you know, activity modification, pacing, and saving energy in some places to be used for exercise. So if you save energy during cooking, you can use the energy, you know, later in the day for walking or biking or, you know, some other more physical activity that you enjoy.
So some of it is a pacing kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, kind of saving the energy and making time for that, you know, later in the day when you're, you know, when your energy levels are at their best.
One other thing that I read somewhere was that also this notion of elevating your mood. It seems to me that during something as serious and as somber as a diagnosis of cancer and then treatment, obviously people have all kinds of emotional reactions to that. What have you found in terms of that?
I mean, it's known that exercise can induce or increase endorphins. So that, you know, that just makes everybody generally feel better. But
And then the other issue is weight control, which it seems to me that people do gain weight or don't gain weight after treatment.
Typically weight loss is a problem, you know. So the intention of exercise is to, you know, maintain or improve strength and function, not to lose weight. So, you know, it's important that, you know, they watch their diet, make sure they're taking in enough calories because you don't want to, you know, encourage increased weight loss.
But if anything, I would think it could also increase appetite.
And
you're willing. So how about if you're a person who's never exercised, and here you now have a diagnosis of cancer and all of the concomitant pressures and difficulties that go along with getting treatment?
Yeah, I mean, that's partly why our program was developed. You know, we help patients create individualized plans for exercise and you know, massage and stuff like that to help get them feeling better. But we, you know, we help start them on a program and we start very slowly, and, you know, and we help them build up so we can kind of step by step help people, you know, progress or start exercising.
So what kind of, I mean, basically what type of exercise is recommended? I mean, you're making it sound like you want to start slowly, obviously, but is it, are there obviously some types of exercise that are better than others?
It's very patient specific, you know, so it depends on, you know, the person's activity level, what kind of cancer they are, kind of where they are in the stage of cancer or treatment. But, you know, it's recommended that, you know, most of us, or we all exercise up to 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. So, you know, that's kind of the end goal. But even if it's just a few minutes here and a few minutes there, you know, just slowly increasing to, you know, what's recommended.
So basically this is being encouraged all the time now with new cancer treatment. centers and people and teams mm-hmm. are basically saying the new protocol is really to get people active and to try to stay active all the way through and after mm-hmm. cancer treatment.
Correct. Yep. As a physical therapist, we're working as part of a multidisciplinary team. So we're working with, you know, the doctors and the nurse practitioners and the nurses, kind of all-encompassing, trying to help all of these patients.
So what are the components of a really effective exercise program? I mean, you always have the aerobic issue, the strength mm-hmm. training, potentially stretching and flexibility. What are those basically the main components?
Yeah, exist? I mean, certainly aerobic exercise, and usually walking is safe for everybody.
How about a stationary bicycle? Is that usually something that is accepted as a reasonable thing to do?
Yeah. You know, if somebody has access to one, you know, at home or a gym, and then they're comfortable on it, then it's definitely an okay thing to do.
So in addition with aerobic, what else?
Some strengthening exercises, you know, and some stretching just to cover all of your bases. But, you know, strengthening for legs, arms, core.
And do you need to use weights for that kind of thing, or can you do kind of isometric type exercises?
Well, do exercises using your own body weight. So, you know, you can create a program, you know, that you can do at home without any equipment.
So do you need, I mean, basically it sounds to me like, and you've already alluded to a program that you're involved with, would you recommend or do you think you need a physical therapist to help set up a personalized program? Is that most desirable mm-hmm. for you?
I would say it's probably helpful for most people, you know, unless you have a significant background or you've been exercising for a long time. You know, sometimes it's just good to have a little help to know, you know, what's safe to do, what maybe you should or shouldn't do, some suggestions.
I mean, for example, I saw that there were exercises specifically prescribed for things like to prevent lymphedema, mm-hmm. things that come with side effects of treatment.
Yeah. Yep.
And to improve range of motion if you've had certain kinds mm-hmm. of treatment.
Yeah, so that's why it would be helpful to, you know, consult with, you know, a medical professional or a physical therapist or an occupational therapist to help kind of bring some of these things to your attention.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with physical therapist Dr. Cassie Turpening. We're talking about the benefits of exercise for cancer patients. So what should you watch out for? I mean, what are the potential pitfalls in terms of, you know, I would think that especially people who maybe were very active or had exercised a great deal mm-hmm. prior to their diagnosis might potentially overdo it. Is that a possibility?
It is a possibility. You know, usually we recommend or we suggest that, you know, you continue on with your current level of activity. So, you know, kind of trying to maintain or keep doing the things that you were doing and then kind of, you know, adding on to that.
But if you have a person, let's say you were a marathon runner mm-hmm. and you ended up now with some kind of a cancer and you needed to have treatment, mm-hmm. are there some limitations that you would want to place on someone who is undergoing treatment? I mean, I would think fatigue alone might play
yeah.
a role, but...
Yeah, I mean, fatigue can be a problem. And, you know, most people who have cancer suffer from fatigue at some level. So usually, you know, during treatment, you know, just kind of starting slow, see how your body is responding to the exercise and the treatment and the things that are happening, you know, at that time. Monitoring fatigue, making sure that when you're done exercising, the fatigue is not, you know, to a point where it's not manageable. I mean, we should all feel a little bit tired when we're done exercising, but you want to make sure that you're not, you know, so tired where you're not able to do anything the next day. So that's definitely something to consider.
Basically start slowly and proceed and basically progress incrementally to
correct.
See how you do. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead. You were
No, absolutely. You know, kind of just making sure that you are going to be, you know, doing okay with what you're trying to do.
What if you don't have the energy, for example, for a full half hour? Because you said the goal would be 30 minutes 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if you can't quite do that? What's good enough?
Yeah, I mean, walking for a few minutes at a time, you know, throughout the day is also found to be beneficial. So if you can only walk for 2 or 3 minutes at a time, then, you know, walking 2 or 3 minutes in the morning, walking a few minutes in the afternoon, and then walking a little bit in the evening, just kind of slowly building up. And as you can, you know, trying to add a little bit more time to that.
How about things, just the more routine things like gardening or house cleaning? Do those count? Yeah. If you were to do that in place.
Yeah, any physical activity that kind of gets you, you know, moving and expending a little more energy.
And how about like things like yoga, tai chi, all of those kinds of ancillary, they're not really aerobic exercises.
Yeah, but absolutely. I mean, those all help with strength and balance and, you know, conditioning. So those are all beneficial things. You know, it's best to pick something that you're interested in. So if you, you know, enjoy yoga, then, you know, do yoga. If you like Pilates, then, you know, try Pilates.
So the idea really is to have something that you can do within your capability, mm-hmm. do it slowly and incrementally, see how you function with it in the context of mm-hmm. your therapy. And then obviously try not to overdo so you end up exhausted, because that I would think would have some negative effects on mm-hmm. your overall
And it's good to touch base with your medical provider to make sure that it is okay for you to be doing some of these things. You know, some other things to kind of watch out for. You know, you don't want to exercise if you're really not feeling well or you're having, you know, pretty significant nausea.
Also, or a fever.
Yeah, or a fever over 100.4, you know, that is indicating maybe a little bit of infection or just something going on. And, you know, at that point, touching base with your doctor. But those are things to kind of, you know, watch out for. Or pain. We want to make sure that pain, you don't want to do anything that's going to, you know, provoke pain or increase the pain that you may already be having, you know.
So you were alluding to this program that you have here at Upstate that you're a part of mm-hmm. that works specifically with cancer patients. Do you think in general it's helpful to find programs of that nature because maybe you have more support or more, you know, personalized care?
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to your medical provider and they say it's okay for you to exercise and you're comfortable kind of creating your own program and kind of moving on from there, then, you know, I would say that that's okay. If you're feeling like you are having questions or concerns or you're just not sure what to do, then sometimes getting a little bit of help from, you know, an exercise professional may be helpful, whether it is a PT or, you know, a trainer that you've worked with in the past. Some gyms in the area have some programs for people with cancer. So, you know, there are things to reach out to if you're feeling like you need a little bit of help.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so very much for coming in and filling us in on all that. My guest has been Dr. Cassie Turpinning. She holds a doctorate in physical therapy and specializes in oncology rehabilitation at Upstate Medical University. Thanks again, Cassie.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.